Oh, hey, we're live, guys.
Oh, we're live.
We are
hello.
Live.
Hello. Welcome. This is our first podcast.
It's Chocolate Drop.
What do you call me again? Oh, yeah, Snow White. I am Snow White. Hey, guys, how are you doing? So, welcome to DK Cast. My name is Danny.
Kiki.
I'm so not going to get used to that. Anywho, guys, we are starting a podcast because I feel like our society seriously needs to know that there is still a lot of love and respect in our culture, and not everything's about a civil war today.
Yes, and just being a certain color makes society think about you a certain way, and we want to crush the stereotypical hatred between races. What?
Racism.
Race? No, you races.
Said, oh, I thought you said racist.
No.
So we joke a lot. We get along. Yeah. And where you live too. Like, let's be honest, because I moved from kind of a shady suburb area outside of Grand Rapids here in West Michigan. And I am now living in the most conservative, ultra-Christian reformed area, which is not bad. If that's you, that's great. But it is a whole different world for me, even white girl status-wise. Like, I'm not a real housewife type, and I'm living in understanding now. And Kaylee is my adopted sister.
Mm-hmm. And I was living all over, and it was just like, you know, from a little shady suburb where she lived and to the hood where people got shot every day, and now we're both here.
But I'm not here to preach at you about black and white. We're gonna we're gonna tackle all the fun stuff. We're gonna share stories. Make a long story short, I think we have everything in my family. Like, I have pretty much my entire other half of my family from my mom's first marriage are all Arabic. I even speak a little Habibi, if you're out there. You know I speak it. Kaylee's obviously our African-American side. I have an entire Hispanic side that I love and adore so very much. Shout out to my niece Scarlett, if she ever hears this. I love her to death. And Gypsy, that girl, always has my back. But welcome. Anyway, if you got enough balls to click the link, I'm kind of impressed already.
Yeah, honestly, me too, because, and just be warned, you know.
Like the description says, we are not politically correct.
Yes, not at all.
No.
And we make jokes all the time. Do not take them to heart. Please do not.
But let's be honest. Like, if you're going to be offended because I call her my sweet little chocolate drop.
And I call her my Snow White.
I think it's the cutest thing ever.
I do too. Hey.
See, now that's it.
She was gonna say. Or yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll go there a little bit later.
Yeah.
Kaylee and I are trying to write new books.
Oh yeah.
Kaylee's going to write a translator for me. We're gonna call it Hooked on Ebonics. Okay.
Yeah. So we're writing a book together. It's called Hooked on Ebonics.
Worked for me. And it's going to be one of those great books, like you see, like, I don't know if I got any mamas out here, you know, and your kids get those cool books and you read it one way, like the Highlight magazine, and then they flip it upside down when you get to the end of it, and it's a whole nother book.
It's like an instruction manual that's in English and a different language.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I did not know, what was it that me and your mom say all different? It'd be like that sometimes. It'd be like that. That is new.
So her and my mother, who are both white women, I say, it'd be like that sometimes. And they say, you know what? Sometimes it'd be like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Really, ladies?
Is it really that off? Honestly, I don't think it's that off.
I don't like it.
I feel like it's not.
Because it'd be like that sometimes. Not sometimes it'd be like that. Like, you got to say it all together. You can't put that pause in there.
Well. So we're learning from each other. The other day she caught me off guard and I was like, well, shit in my boot.
Yeah, and I'm like, shit in or shit in?
Like, literally, like, shit in my boot.
Like are you shitting yourself? Like, or is there shit in your actual boot? Like, I'm confused.
Yes, like, I legitimately just put my foot in my boot and found shit. Yes, have you never owned a cat?
Yeah. What do you mean, have I never owned a cat? Oh, you know I've owned cats.
I know, but I mean, like, you know how they, like, put things in your shoes?
My cats have never done that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I must have had some kind of crazy cats.
My cats, like...
I had outdoors cats, though, man. They were, like, street cats.
My cats were super bougie.
Bougie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll get into that.
No, I need a translation. What is bougie?
Stuck up.
Stuck up? Okay, so that's white girl stuck up.
Yeah.
But I thought bougie is good, because when we say stuck up, like...
Okay. Bougie is good. It's just, like, you know, kind of, like... high up there in the ranks. I'll say that. I won't say stuck up, but, you know, like, we're not going to settle for anything less than what we are. We're high class. Bougie.
Bougie is high class.
In a way.
So that's, like, white girl for, like, classy? We just say classy.
You say a lot of things. I don't know how to explain it. Just know. Damn!
Why? I mean, I don't know. I feel like bougie is different. I just feel like bougie is different. Doesn't that come from my song? Okay, so what's that song where I swear the guy
Bad
says...
Bad and Bougie.
Okay, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Who you are, listen, folks. Okay, she thinks I'm crazy for this, okay? Every time I hear that song, I swear it's raindrop, drop top. I was really excited the first time I heard it because I swore he said I'm going to cook something in the crock pot. And I was like, damn, this guy speaks my language. Like, yeah, I got kids. I cook in the crock pot all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that's what
he
said.
And you see people, like, any of my black people listening, like, you'll be like, this girl here.
They're probably laughing at my ass.
Probably. I laughed at your ass.
If they're decent people, they're laughing at me. Anybody else?
I laughed at you.
My gosh.
Well, let's just hope nobody gets offended and, like, hates us by the end of any of this. Because if you do, I mean, that's honestly your problem.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's kind of the point of us making this cast.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's great that we can sit here and have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to, like, you're going to catch me tomorrow making breakfast for my kids and be like, hey, drop top. Going to cook something in my crock pot. Like, isn't that how it goes? What does he really say, by the way?
All right, let's look up these lyrics real quick.
Are you really going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up right now.
I'm scared to read them.
I kind of am too.
Will I be able to process them? Will you translate?
Will I translate?
I'll do it for you on some Carrie Underwood. It'll be great.
I know Carrie Underwood.
You do.
I dug my key into the side.
Here we go. Don't. You're almost as bad. Look at. So I'm going to sit here and rap about bad and... What was it again?
Bad and bougie. Oh.
Okay, so bad and... Is that how you spell it?
That's how you spell it. That's what it says on those shirts. All right.
Okay.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking on cookie in a hot box.
Okay.
That means that you're smoking weed.
But why do they call it cookie?
Because that's...
But it's a cookie. Like, I think...
No, cookie. That's like a... Oh, my gosh. That's what some people call... That's what black people call the shit sometimes.
Okay, we cannot do this podcast if you're going to be mad at me every time I have to ask a question.
You're my mom.
You just wait until we get into George Jones and Johnny Cash. You and I are going to have a lot of fun.
You just reminded me of my mom. Every time I say something, let me Urban Dictionary it.
No, I don't need that. I just need, like, raindrop, drop top, gonna make a cookie out of crock pot.
No!
That's what I'm gonna do tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm gonna do though. Can you imagine, like, I want
to... That's actually a thing.
You can make cookies in crock pot?
Yes.
No, I swear.
No, I swear.
Really?
Yes.
How do you make cookies in a crock pot?
Because remember when I was working at T-Mobile?
Yeah.
So I got, like, free stuff all the time. They had, like, these cookbooks.
Uh-huh.
And they had a recipe in there to make, like, this cookie in the crock pot.
How do you make cookies in a crock pot?
What do you... Like, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
Like, they take 18 minutes to bake. Why do you need a slow cooker? It takes, like...
To make it gooey and good.
It's gonna take, like...
But it's not, like... It's not just, like, cookies. It's, like, one big cookie.
So you're basically making cookie cake? Like, the big ones I used to get at Mrs. Dash? Or no. What was her name?
I don't know.
Miss Fields. In the mall. In the mall. Used to go to Mrs. Fields to get the best cookie. Are you too young for that?
No,
you
know, Mrs.
Fields?
No, I know.
And she, like, that was the first place in my life I ever saw, like, giant cookie cakes. And I
thought, it's not a cookie cake.
Well, you know what I mean? They're just giant cookies and, like, people write shit in frosting.
Okay, but that's just a big cookie. Like, I don't know why those are called cakes. Just a big cookie.
Because I'd rather have that than a birthday cake.
A big cookie?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a whole bunch of little cookies? Why would you want a big cookie?
Have you not ever had Mrs. Fields' real homemade gooey cookies?
Yeah.
Not the crap ones they used to sell at gas stations, though.
Oh, no, those are gross.
Yeah, no, they're nowhere near.
Yeah, those are nasty.
You know who can freaking bake those? Your mom, dude. What does she make those things I like again?
Oli Bolin.
Oli Bolin.
Okay.
So, wait, back up. We gotta have a, okay, so.
I gotta tell people what that is.
So, well, no, mother-in-law is straight off the mothership, straight off of the
the mothership, she's not an alien.
Straight out of the dock, right here from the Netherlands. Folks, her mom is Dutch as they come. Welcome to West Michigan. We got it here. Anyway, but she doesn't have Dutch butt. I will go out of my way to see that. Marsha's got legs.
Why are we talking about my mom's butt?
Because it's a podcast and who cares? Like, okay. Like if we weren't casting, would you
Mama
really
doesn't
care?
Have Dutch butt.
She does not. Your mama's got curves and she's got legs. She knows how to use them.
No.
Shout out to my white folks that know some ZZ Top. If you don't know it, learn it. Who, by the way, you know some ZZ Top.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. I learned it from your dad.
Yeah. Who do you think I learned it from?
I hope your dad.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to wonder where you've been on Friday nights.
Friday nights?
By the way,
we're not
guys,
even going to get into that today.
Yeah, no, we're going to have Frisky Fridays from now on, too, by the way, if this goes well and we keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Frisky Fridays are going to be a thing.
And we're going to have a couple of fun games that we're going to play also.
Yeah. We're going to call different members in our family and ask them... Well, we're going to take polls, and we're going to give out prizes somehow of whoever guesses right how long it takes them to ask, have you been drinking?
Yeah. Because if any of them know any of us, or if we can hold our shit together for long enough, you know.
Well, I mean, have you really, okay.
First of all, no. Okay, we're doing this because I called my dad one day, and I said, just drunk. I was like, I'm drunk. What did I tell him? I said, oh, I'm giving you a Christmas present. Don't tell dad while I'm on the phone with my
I'm
dad.
I'm sitting next to her, though, and I'm like, Kaylee, it's dad. Like, she's younger than me, folks. I'm not, how do I explain this? Like, any of my friends out there that's got, like, younger siblings, like, you know how it is when you've been drinking a little bit too much for too long, and then the sibling comes along, and it's like a whole new fire under their ass, and you're kind of like, right, just back it up a little, just for a second. But she's like talking to dad, and she's like, don't tell dad, and I'm like, you're cut off.
Yeah, she cut me off after that.
Actually, I think I gave you another shot because I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm like, don't tell dad.
We were at home.
Yes.
So
we do not drink and drive. And another disclaimer is that, you know, we cuss a lot.
We
so,
do.
Get the fuck over it.
Yep.
Shocker. Joe Rogan would be so proud.
It's so metal.
It's metal.
Oh, my gosh,
guys. Okay, you guys will know
wait,
about this sooner.
Wait,
are we
going to
tell the story?
Not right. Oh,
okay.
My gosh, wait.
It's we can't such, tell the story
it's
right not, now.
Yeah, it's so detailed. We're letting people get to know
us.
We will get into metal bitches.
Yes.
Sooner or later. And, I mean, because we kind of already touched on bougie bitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just classy bitches.
It's more complex than that, I guess.
I don't get it. Like,
oh my gosh.
I see.
Let
the
me
real,
let
no,
me
no,
look
wait,
at
wait,
the, no,
wait, wait,
no,
no.
We're gonna Google some more shit.
Are you really gonna Urban Dictionary
for you?
For me?
Yes, because I get it, but I can't explain it. You know, like those things that you can't, like you get, but you can't explain.
No, I get what bougie is. It's just in my world, like if you tell me somebody's stuck up, I don't like them.
Okay, this is not okay. You know what this means, right? Before you read any of this, you know what this means, right?
No.
Spill the tea, sis.
Was that like tell me?
That means like you got some
story?
Shit that you gotta tell me. Yeah. There you go. See?
Yeah. Well, I get that. I mean, I'm a hairdresser. I get stuff like that.
But I'm saying like you.
I don't know, guys. Listen. I just feel like
high class.
Okay, but where
there
I'm.
There you go. There it is.
No.
Right there.
Oh wait, no, that's Bojangles. I was like, but this says it's a bouncy mail package, folks. Okay,
no,
sorry.
No, she was reading
high class, floss, and ballin'. One who possesses swag, elite, and rich. Okay.
Bougie.
Okay, that's just classy
yeah,
and
that's
sweet.
Classy.
That is not
stuck
up. In my world, like, I just call that a real
some
housewife.
Bitches think that stuck up and bougie are the same thing. So that's why I told you that, you know, white people speak, I suppose. Because if you ask, like, say you ask one of these ladies around here, hey, what's bougie mean?
They're probably going to think it's some kind of weird Netherlands.
They'd be
food.
Like, is that drugs?
They won't. They'd probably be like, how long do you cook it in the oven, dear? Oh my gosh, I can't even handle it. Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I don't know. I mean, like, we're, I don't know. We just call it stuck up. Well, I, no, wait, no. If bougie, that's, a, I don't know. We just call that just classy.
Bougie, it's
no,
classy.
No, we're just, she's just classy.
Yeah.
End of story. Like, it's
simple. I can't believe you wouldn't like, that's wear a, that's that another body
thing.
Suit.
No, but like, hang on a second. But that's like a whole other thing. Like, okay, like, you're talking bougie. Like, I had to explain to Kaylee the other day, like, when we get upset and, like, I hate to go to race. God, like, our first episode, we're just jumping into race. But I'm just like, okay, like, we get upset. And I'm just like, I get mad about something. I'm like, this is how it is. Like, it's simple. Simple. Yeah. Done. Simple. Like, no different.
Yep. So she says simple, and I say straight the fuck up.
And I said, yeah, it's simple.
Yep. Straight up. Straight up.
Like, we both get straight up. Like, I mean, that's something we can both kind
of. But I've never not one time heard you say out of your mouth, straight up.
Did you say simple? Yeah, because if I get super duper pissed, like, what comes out is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, this is how it is, it's simple.
Yeah.
And the story. Like,
and you
don't
say what you say and say simple, I say what I say and say straight up. It's the same thing, it's
is
just
it
in
wrong?
A different way.
Can you just say that again? Say it again.
You what? You say what you say.
And you say?
You say what you say and say simple.
Mm-hmm.
I say what I say and say straight up.
Now it's tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Oh,
that's all I can go. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if we ever got into an argument,
straight up,
seriously,
now,
if we ever got into a real legitimate argument, I feel like, especially if I was drinking, oh my gosh, and you were just like, straight up, I'd be like, now tell me, do you really want to? Like, I can't. Like, I feel like, are you challenging me to a dance-off right now? Like, where the fuck is Paula Abdul?
Are you challenging me?
Oh, God. Have you seen the Florida Man stuff? Like, that is
well,
so funny.
Well, excuse the fuck out of my goddamn French, but did you just threaten me?
Okay, that's something else we're bonding over, folks. I just introduced this girl into The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yes. How did she not know about this?
I knew about it. I just got scared.
So for, like, the longest time, like, I have to explain to everybody, because, like, I used to get, like, the whole, like, stigma, like, oh my gosh, you're into the zombies. And I was like, oh, okay, hang on, guys, she's taking a tinkle time.
Tinkle time!
She's taking tinkle time! I feel like I wish I had some music to play right now while you walked away. Like, that'd just be great.
Like, what?
I don't know. Straight up, now tell me! No, just, I just laugh. I'll handle this for a minute solo. How you doing, folks? No, like, I had a lot of people that are like, oh, man, you're so into that zombie stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ugh, because you know what? You know why I can say that, guys? Because I was one of them. I seriously was. Until I found myself on bed rest, pregnant with my second child. And Netflix was a thing. So I found Netflix, and I was like, hey, I'm bored. So I turned it on. I got past two episodes, and by the time my husband came home that night, I was like, oh my gosh, you have to watch this. And so he did. And we were naturally addicted. We caught up two seasons up and ever since. So Kaylee, spoiler alert. Oh, hang on, guys. This is my husband, Justin, coming out. We're actually recording for the podcast right now for our first episode. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Yeah, that lucky guy. He gets to live with us 24/7.
I'm not lucky.
Yeah, great guy. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of how it happened? Like, you came home and I was like, oh my gosh, Walking Dead. Like, I was so in love with it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you were pregnant.
That's what I just got finished telling the folks. She's back. Straight up.
Oh,
now tell me. Wait, what's a good song I can think of about coming back?
No.
Reunited and it feels so good. Do you even know that? I'm taking your black card if you don't know that.
Yes, I do. Yeah. She keeps trying to take my black card and I'm sick of that shit.
Well, look at this girl.
She said, you can take my white card if you want. And I was like, no, because you say shit like, this is Merca Jack. Like, who the fuck?
This is Merca Jack. Got news for you. But my ass grew up on some Motown. Like, girl, don't get me started on Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops,
since I lost my baby. Oh my gosh, that man was feeling something for real when he wrote that.
I need a lighter.
And let me tell you something. I'm going to take that card from her. I love her, but I will take it in a heartbeat if she does not understand. We live in Michigan. Motown is where, Kaylee? Do you even know?
Nope.
You're joking, right?
Where am I from?
You really? Wait, stop. You really don't know where Motown is?
Yes, I do. Detroit.
Okay, I was going to say, they even have a cartoon show about it now.
Yeah, I know.
I can help you. I'll educate you.
Oh, my God.
You hear her? I'll educate you on being black.
No, I'm talking about Motown. See, this is the problem.
Just you immediately jump
to like black, and I'm like, no, I'm talking about Motown, Soul Town. Okay, you can have a sip. But I'm talking about like legit. Like today, like they like even R&B, man. R&B hasn't even been good since like the early 2000s.
I know.
Like all these little girls I know around here now, they're all like in their like preteens and teens. Mm-hmm. They don't even listen to it. You know what they're all downloading and listening to? Everything I grew up with. Like legit, and some of you folks out there might get this. Like it makes me laugh because my neighbor came up the other day and she was like, Danielle. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, have you ever heard of Regulators? I'm like, like, that's my best whistling for it, guys. Sorry, I'm not that inclined musically. But I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Sorry.
Okay, she's busting out the Negan now.
Sorry,
look out for Lucille. That's so metal.
Metal!
Folks, don't get me wrong. I love my metal. But, oh, man. No. Sooner or later, we're going to get into... Yes, we're gonna get into metal. We're gonna get into metalhead Melanie. Is that what we're calling
Melanie?
Melanie Metalhead.
Melanie Metalhead. That's what we're calling her.
Yes, because in case this ever does reach a few people,
that's a good idea because you don't want to call her by her real name.
Yeah.
No, we don't because that's a whole court case.
Yeah.
And defamation of character.
What was her real name?
Something that we're not gonna talk about. No, we can't do that on recording. Stop it! You're gonna ruin the podcast.
Oh.
Leave it to the hubs. I
whisper and he's like,
oh my gosh. I feel like we need like, tell me there's a way we can edit and go back and go have it go beep. Like, we're going to end up on like special Mueller report or some shit. And by the way, folks, I do want to point out that I am a blonde haired, green eyed, Irish American loving girl who happens
You're
to
more
love,
German than Irish.
Love Trump.
And I don't give a shit about politics, so straight up.
Wow. I love how, like, my heritage is called out by him somehow.
Well.
Ugh. Married people problems, folks. Like, he thinks he knows. He doesn't really know. I've seen my ancestry report, but, you know. Anywho. At the end of the day, I just love my Trump. I love America. Kaylee's not a huge political person yet, but...
I'm not even registered to vote.
I kind of want to beat her for it, to be honest with you guys. Like, this whole show is talking about unity and everything that our country needs right now, and...
I'm not registered to vote, and want me to tell you why?
Because you don't want to have a right to bitch.
No, because I feel like...
You don't want to do jury duty? Jury duty's a thing.
Oh, if you're registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't give a shit about that. I like that type of stuff, as long as it don't have to do with me.
Do you know how I learned that you get out of it, though? Like, I've been to, like, a couple of court cases.
You gotta be, like, half dead.
No, a couple. Let's move into the garage, actually. Mm-hmm. Hang on, pause for the cause, guys. We are moving the laptop to the garage.
If for all of my black people listening, that means hold the couple on.
All right, well... Go on with your bougie translating self. See, we're learning from each other.
Yes, we
Welcome
do.
Welcome to the garage with us, folks, by the way. This is where all of the magic happens. This is where the idea for our podcast was born.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. No, but seriously, though.
About an hour ago, we came up with this.
Well, that sounded like a good idea at the time, which is white people talk for if I die later or get in trouble. It just, you know, I mean, everyone's been there. It just sounded like a good idea. I mean, you can't really translate it any farther than that. I mean, we're pretty straightforward.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, like I say, this is America, Jack. I think, you know what's messed up about that is, like, in coming to America, like, that's where that's from. Like, the chick he marries, her dad is like the big old black guy that owns McDowell's, mm-hmm. like the McDonald's wannabe. Wait. The bootleg McDonald's. That's and now everyone will get it. It's bootleg McDonald's. I said Modonald's. Bootleg McDonald's that he owns. And the king tries to throw all that money and shit in his face, remember? And he was like, I don't give a damn. It's America, Jack. Like, how do you not get that?
But I do, but at the same time, like, being around, you know, the people that I'm around, I'm like, that's not the first time that I've heard that. And it's never come out of a black person's mouth ever in my life.
But it did in the movie.
In the movie.
Like, I feel like that's
how it should be. But how many of those people do you think have seen that movie?
Coming to America was pretty popular. My white ass saw that movie.
Yeah, but you're not.
My white ass is still waiting for the sequel. Like, it was Back to the Future 5. Like, you have no idea.
Okay. Only reason I love Back to the Future is because of my dad.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he loves that.
It's the most incredible movie ever.
They're good. Like, it's a good movie franchise. I'll give it that, for real.
Well, I still think Indiana Jones is good. Except, I was so pissed off, like, of all the things. Like, okay, so this is what I liked about it.
Wait, pause.
What?
Hold the fuck on.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me.
Okay.
Never watch Indiana Jones.
Well, maybe we need to have a podcast where we take clips of Kaylee experiencing Indiana Jones for the first time.
We should have done that with Walking Dead. We should have came up with this, like, what, a month ago?
I don't know. Maybe. Because our conversations get pretty freaking hilarious out here. Wait till we get to metal.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's going to get built up. But anyway, no, I liked, okay, so Indiana Jones is what I liked about it. Okay.
Okay.
So it touched on all of our, like, Christianity beliefs and, like, things like the Ark of the Covenant. Gosh, what was the third one? With the cup of Christ. I forgot what they call that again. Yeah, I'm like, my Christian belief, I can't even remember the name of it. The cup of Christ, okay, folks? But. No, it's just, that's what it was. But, like, I always loved it because it went from Christian, then it went to, like, something crazy. Like, the second one was just out of this freaking world nuts. It was all about Hinduism and, like, these rocks that Shiva had. And they believed that, like, they could pull hearts and souls out of it. It was, like, nuts. Mm. But then the third one, it went back to the cup of Christ, the cup that caught his blood at his crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the Knights Templars stored it after the Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to go back and find it, and they had to go through all, like, the crazy Indiana Jones stuff to get to it. But, like, if you drank from it or it was poured on you, it was supposed to heal you of anything, and you were supposed to have everlasting life. Like, when they found the guy, the knight was, like, the last one left, and he had no idea that he was, like, 5,000 years old or whatever, okay?
Okay.
So everybody's expecting the next one to be, like, another really good one. Like, to be honest with you, I remember, like, we played the video game because I got into gaming for a while, like, before I had Kennedy with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even the Indiana Jones game,
mm-hmm.
the game for Wii.
Okay.
Was a better movie plot than the actual movie we got.
Really?
Yes, because, like, we had this weird one, all right? So, like, the actual movie was, like, Aliens.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, leave it to George Lucas to be like, they're like, we need a new Indiana Jones. And he's like, Aliens, man. Like, I mean, this is a Star Wars dude, right? He's like, we just need aliens. Like, I'm so over it. But, like, everyone was expecting, like, a super cool indie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it goes to, like, Aliens? Like, it's just weird.
You know what we need to watch?
But, like,
that new Men in Black movie.
I want to see it. But I want to get back to this because I want to finish my thought before
we
move on.
All right, go ahead.
But, like, okay, so the Wii video game.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing as Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And some crazy, like, communist, Nazi, whatever you want to call it, at the time, decides to go on a quest for the staff of Moses because they believe it can still transfer God's power for miracles, things like splitting the Red Sea and bringing on plagues and, like, turning, like, you know, like, raining frogs and fire and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to use it to control the world, and he's, like, a communist guy or whatever. And, like, in the game, you have to, like, go through all these quests, and you go all over the world, and you follow all of these religious clues to find the staff of Moses. And he ends up, like thrown into the ocean, but they didn't know he had the staff or something, and it, like, blows the ocean apart. I don't remember the end of the game. But I will tell you this much.
Mm-hmm.
The game was cooler than the movie we got.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, would you have rather watched Indy, like, did you even watch the last one with us?
The other night?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I was asleep all day that day, remember?
Okay. If anybody's ever listening to this, do me a favor. Leave Kaylee a comment or let me know if you've seen any of the Indiana Jones. Would you have not rather have watched him go on a staff or a quest for Moses' staff? Okay, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, go through everything and watched him split the Red Sea and, like, call down, like, God's fury and everything, like, the first and the third film. Or did you really want to go see him, like discover a crystal skull and, like, have it end up with aliens? Like, I mean, honestly, you've never even seen him, but what one sounds more interesting?
I like aliens.
You think aliens would have been more interesting than watching him find the actual staff of Moses?
Well, because my thing is, with aliens, like, you know, I kind of like it. I like the idea.
But it's in the end of the show. He's an archaeologist.
I know, but still.
Oh, I was so depressed. I really expected more.
I'm sorry. I love you still.
You can't talk to me until you
watch it. We're going to watch it.
You're going to have to.
At some point this week.
We'll start tonight.
Thought we were going to do Walking Dead night.
Well, right now, we're
because I got to catch up before the new season comes out.
You do have to catch up. We will do. But it's late enough that I think you would benefit more historically from watching the first Indiana Jones and the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay. Is that the first one?
Yes. Okay. Oh,
yes. All right. Because so good. Because if I'm going to watch movies and there's multiple, like, I got to watch the very first one.
Yes. Well, hello.
Well, I'm saying because, like, I watched, okay, don't be mad at me. Everybody, don't be mad at me. But before, like, what was that? The last Fast and Furious movie. Fate of the Furious or something like that.
Okay.
I've never seen any Fast and Furious movies.
Okay.
Before that one came out.
You didn't miss much. There wasn't, I mean, it's kind of lame. I mean, it's just like.
Honestly, though, like, I watched them all, and, like, The Fate of the Furious was actually a really good movie.
Okay, so they didn't start getting, like, super good. Like, okay, like, when they first came out, because, like, and I can preach, guys. I am a gearhead, for everybody to know. We are sitting across from my 88 Camaro right now.
Yeah.
It has a 383 stroker, runs 11 nines. My husband is a professional mechanic and hot rod mechanic. And, so, long story short, naturally in high school, we were souping up whatever we could. We souped up my JR. Do you remember JR?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had this old Chrysler Sirius. Man. Oh.
I always loved him.
Oh. Do you know what my kids call him?
What?
They call him Chupacabra.
Oh, my.
He's the coolest, though. I love
him.
He is. Yes. He's
a good guy.
He is. He's in Puerto Rico now.
Yeah, but, I remember when he moved there.
But
isn't he coming back, though?
He should. He should. He really should, to be honest.
Well, when he comes back, like, I want to see him.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be
I haven't seen him since I was, like, what, like, 6, 7?
I don't know. He might be scared.
Of me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
But,
good.
No, like, we souped up his car, and then, like, we were doing all that. People, like, in high school were paying Justin to, like, soup up their, like, parents' cars that they got, or if they were lucky enough, like, Camaros or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he had the experience then, thanks to your dad teaching him. Mm-hmm. So he made money on the side doing that. And we did. You know, we have this place around here called The Lot that used to be on 28th Street. And the entire thing, it's a mall, but the whole parking lot was just, and it was so crazy, dude. Like, you would go and it would just be sectioned off. Like, these are hot rods. These are, like, open wheel roadsters. These are cars with nothing but systems. These are cars that are, you know, meant for, you know, import and, you know, high end racing, like top fuel or not top fuel, like top end, like road rally type deals, all that. It was like the coolest place ever. But, so when we found out there was a movie coming out that kind of spoke to our generation, every time we saw that movie, we were there on opening night. There, you couldn't get a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone thought it was so cool. Like, everybody saw Vin Diesel's, like, awesome, like, freaking, what was it, a Charger or a Challenger?
Yeah.
And
Everyone that's listening is gonna be like, this girl likes cars, but she doesn't know. Like, I'm like 98% sure it was a Challenger, but I'm a Chevy girl, so we're talking Chrysler. But like, this is that white folks stuff. Better pay attention. I'll teach you. But see, we are not politically correct, but you know.
No, not even a little bit.
But this little girl's gonna know. She's gonna know, folks, and I'm gonna teach her how to drop it into low and what RPM to shift in. But it damn well better not be a freaking Nissan Maxima. I'll be so pissed. But no, like honestly though, like and the whole theater was so full of people. Like, we just couldn't wait, man. We were like, yeah. And then it was all about imports, and we were so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Until he got mad because his little buddy got shot at the end, and he was like, now I'm getting my big bad dog out, the one I was scared of. And that is, like, legit. Like, because if you've ever been in a car like that, like, when they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad had one growing up, and he used to call it the $20 ride. Because, like, this is honest to God truth. Because he was part of the late 50s, early 60s drag racers around here, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when he, like, you gotta mind you, like, back 50s, 60s, like, they could buy a 40s car. And it was, like, nothing. You know what I mean? Like, because that'd be, like, us buying, like, an early 90s car now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he had a legit lead sled, old Mercury. And he had that thing so souped up. And he even did the flamethrowers out the tips of the ends on the exhaust so when he hit it. Dude, man, he was like the man in the 50s, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Slick back, greased hair, like, football guy, I rolled a pack of cigarettes up in his sleeve, everything. Oh, my gosh, total greaser.
Yeah.
But, like, he called it the $20 ride, because, like, back then, that was a lot of money. That'd be, like, $100 today.
Yeah.
And he'd throw it on the dash, and he put a weight on it, or whatever he did. I don't remember the whole details of the story. But I do remember he used to tell him, he's like, if I hit this gas, full throttle after it's staged, and you can reach up and grab that bell, it's yours. And whatever he did to that freaking lead, heavy-ass sled, he said he never once lost the bet because they would be like, I can grab it, Bob.
Right.
He'd hit the gas, and, you know, like in a car like that, it throws you back. You can't move. Like, thank you, centrifugal force. And they could never reach up. It was too much force on them to, like, actually grab the bell. So he never lost it.
He probably thought that was so funny.
Well, that's why he told me about it. You know, obviously, like, so many years later, I mean, wouldn't you?
Like, just being, like, in it, though, and trying to watch somebody do that. And
can
then
you imagine?
Just, oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Like, seriously. That's so cool. Yeah, he was a total greaser. He's gone now, but stuff like that, you know, like, carry on.
Rest in peace,
Bob. Ah, thank you. Oh, that's sweet. But, so where are we at here tonight? What should we close out our first podcast at? You want to go at 45? And we'll start our next one tomorrow. Maybe we'll get into Metalhead Melanie next door, and then we can laugh, like, because
it's so funny.
Oh, I thought we were going to go metal.
It's so metal!
Look, folks, we all know the folks like that. We all know the people like that. Like,
and we're not discriminating you. It's just a funny story.
No, absolutely not. Like, I love Shinedown. I love, like, Messy Face, you know.
There is no discrimination
from
anybody.
But we did find out what was the name of the band that she's obsessed with?
Freaking TV on the Radio.
Could you even understand any of the words? Like, did you hear? Were they like?
No.
Like
the husband played it or whatever.
Was it like Pantera? Or like you couldn't understand? Was it just like?
Bah. I didn't even hear it. He played it for Justin, and it was just like a whole thing.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, stick around, folks. Tomorrow we'll probably have one of our first guests. It will, let's see, what's tomorrow? Thursday. Probably be either Fifi, or will we have White Ass Walter, a.k.a. my husband, Justin.
White Walter!
look, folks, I'm not even going to hesitate to tell you. Nobody will believe it, ever.
She's a secret.
Don't tell
Daddy she's white.
Hey.
Oh, my bad. Did you not know?
That's like me saying, don't tell Kaylee she's adopted.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other story.
Did you not know?
That is so
Did you
funny.
Not know? Like,
I
seriously?
Am?
You are.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, we told you that you just got really tan.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
So I'm not white.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
But look at it, on the bright side, you don't have to be, like, feeling guilty over liking FUBU anymore.
Oh, God. Like, in my weird obsession with hot sauce and shit.
You do like hot sauce.
Dude, I love hot
sauce. Shut up. You love your hot sauce.
I love hot sauce.
You do. You do. You do. You do.
For real. I used to have one of those bottles in my purse.
But you know what pisses me off? Is you like that weird hot sauce.
It's not weird.
It's weird.
It's not weird.
It's weird. If you're going to like... Okay, like, we're talking good hot
sauce.
That's
that Mexican shit,
but no,
girl.
No, girl, are you crazy? It's all about the Louisiana hot sauce. You got to get the New Orleans. New Orleans.
I like that.
No, it's all about the
New
Orleans.
No, but, like, if I don't have something that's going to, like... burn my lips. Remember, like, last night after dinner, I said my lips are on fire.
What did I make last night?
Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You had chicken.
I did. I did my crispy chicken.
Yeah.
But, okay.
It wasn't fried chicken.
But why does
crispy.
It have to hurt? Like, I feel like good food, you should taste flavor, not pain.
It's flavor. It hurts after.
It hurts after. You're crazy. Girl, I like my Louisiana. They have, like, 16 varieties of Louisiana-style hot sauce now.
No, but, like, I love hot sauce. Like, all kinds, but that one's my favorite.
Dude, that is...
Because it goes good with everything.
Have you never had the Louisiana kind? Like, the extra garlic Louisiana?
Have I never had?
Louisiana.
Who are you talking to?
My hot sauce girl, but you like that, but
I carried hot sauce in my purse.
I know, but I mean, have you not really tried Louisiana-style hot sauce? Because they have 16 different freaking varieties.
Yes.
Okay, but they have, like,
but
different
I like
ones.
That,
different,
but
you can taste
like.
The flavor. Like, the garlic one, you can taste it's a garlicky hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's flavor and spice.
Yes.
And it doesn't hurt. Like, that Valentina crap, like, all you taste is pain.
Not when
like,
you eat it.
Like, it tastes like burning.
Not when you
like,
eat
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where, like, Ralph gets, like, the berries? And they're like, Ralph, don't eat them. They're poison. And he pops them in his mouth. And he's like, it tastes like burning. Like, that's like you. Like, you're just like, I don't care what I'm eating. It tastes like burning.
It's good,
like,
though.
It's not bad. Like, you don't
what
taste
do you mean?
It.
Like, you can put that shit on pizza, tacos, mac and cheese, chicken.
I get it.
Whatever
I
you
like,
want to put it
I like hot sauce on all of that, too. But I'm mm-hmm. like, I just, I expect it to have a flavor. Not just
it does
burning.
Have a flavor. What, is too spicy?
No.
Then
spice,
what?
Spice indicates flavor in my book. Like, you should taste,
okay.
like, the vinegar, the
and
peppers, the
flavor.
Chili. It just burns.
No. Not when you're eating it.
I feel like it just burns.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, weigh in.
You're making
somebody
my
weigh
headache.
In.
You're making
somebody
my
weigh
headache.
In. Should hot sauce burn or should it be spicy burn with flavor?
And that's what it is.
What's the name? What's the brand name of the one you like again? It's like Valentina?
Mm-hmm.
Valentina or Louisiana? What's better, guys? Okay? Because we are down to our last almost 3 minutes of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody weigh in, please.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, we got to, like, what, 2 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, like, I like it, but, I mean, there is a point where it's like, okay, this is too much. That's when I was like, my lips burn. But when I was eating it, it was good. You feel?
Like, even when sriracha has flavor.
Like when I put it in my noodles.
Sriracha.
When we eat noodles, okay, I put that Valentina in my noodles. And it's
no,
good.
I could see it if you wanted the kick. Like if you were making like a gumbo or if you're, oh, jambalaya. I'd love a couple of shots.
Ooh, can we make jambalaya this
yes.
week? Oh my
I'll
gosh.
Make it. I'll make it. But, But, like, yeah, I could see it in jambalaya with, like, some citric acid and, like a couple shots of that to, like, mm-hmm. really kick it up. Like, then it's good.
But you
I can't see.
Like, you gotta go hard or go home.
No,
straight
not
up.
In cooking. Do you know who Gordon Ramsay is?
Yeah.
Come on. That's my man. You know, he's kind of sexy. I'm coming around to that, by the way.
He is. He's my spirit animal. But we'll get into that.
Whoa,
we don't have enough. No, look at
wait.
Me. We don't have enough time
you
to get into that.
Look at you have 30 seconds to tell me why Gordon Ramsay is your spirit animal.
Because I
go.
Fucking love him and he is amazing. And like the way that he talks and presents himself, like I like that is me and I feel it in my bones when he speaks. And his accent is like up there and I love him and I would marry the shit out of him.
I feel like that means you, like, you have a crush, though. That's not
your spirit animal. No, like, he is. Like, I feel it in my
bones. He does make some good mac and cheese, according to everybody. Yeah. So maybe he is your spirit food. Gordon Ramsay is your
spirit food. He's my spirit animal for food.
Yeah, spirit food animal.
Spirit food.
Animal?
Spirit foodie.
Spirit foodie.
Spirit foodie.
Spirit foodie.
That's, we just coined that.
Okay. Which I'm going to go ahead and agree that Gordon is probably mine as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of mad because, like, I was really looking forward to watching him and Bobby Flay, like, go head-to-head.
You never did?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Every time I Google it, I can't find it.
I did.
I see where he, like, he goes to, like, freaking Flay's restaurant in Vegas and Flay, like, pusses out. And he's, like, he's calling everybody there and he's, like, hello, he's supposed to be here, it's for charity, and he, like, he's gone.
No.
Like, he's too big and bad.
Because,
like,
Bobby Flay has a whole... Okay. We gotta log off.
Who are you, team? Wait. Are we team Gordon or team Flay?
Team Gordon.
Oh, me too.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not gonna diss Bobby Flay. Not gonna.
I will.
He should have showed up
for that charity
but
thing.
But I can't say that he's not a good chef, though.
I mean, he is what he is. Like, as far as he goes, he should have showed up for the charity deal.
I'm about to go make some mac and cheese.
Oh, Lord. Folks, we are going to be out because we are about a minute over our podcast limit. But if you like it, tune in tomorrow. We'll pick up mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
We'll talk about cooking.
Yeah,
we can talk about cooking.
All our cooking stuff.
Cooking is good.
Yeah.
And we'll go back into hot sauce, our hot sauce diversity.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to.
I still say Louisiana is king in my book. Are you still team, like, Valentina over Sriracha? Oh, it's about to get real, guys.
All right, we're going to get into it a different day.
She needs to pray on it. We'll talk about it tomorrow, and we'll try and keep it up anew. And thank you if you got a chance to tune in tonight. And everybody, God bless you. Be safe. Don't forget... Jesus is the light. Don't forget.
Don't forget it ever in your life.
And Miss Kiki, do you have something to say before we go?
No, I don't. I just want to tell you I love you guys and thank you for tuning in.
All right, guys. Be blessed. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night. I don't see where you're going. We'll get the hang of this sooner or later, guys. See you tomorrow.